Get in.
Oh my god, it was freezing out there.
Shut the door.
Oh man, you gotta turn off this music.
What are you talking about?
I like you, Robin Hilton, but the other Robin, I want to hear some holiday music. I want to be in the spirit. We're going on a journey. The holidays in Kansas. My first Christmas.
Here, let me pull out here and we'll get on the road. How you doing?
I'm fine. How long is it taking? Where is Kansas? Is it the south?
Kansas is all the way in the middle of the country. You probably have seen it from an airplane at some point or another.
I think I have flown over it. It's green with squares.
Yeah, I won't lie to you. This is going to take a long time. It's about 21 hours. It's about a 21-hour drive.
And this car?
I've had this car my entire life. It's this car, it's a 7...
That's exactly why I'm worried about it. We're about to go through a snowstorm. We're going to Kansas.
This bug is indestructible.
Not
trust
a problem,
me.
Right? Yeah. You're going to make it, right?
Yeah, I am not even remotely worried.
Oh boy, now I'm even more worried. Can we get in the Christmas tree and put on some Christmas music? You have your phone filled with holiday songs, I assume.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hold on.
Because if not, I do too.
Yeah, sure. Just a second here.
Is there a place to plug the phone in this?
This is a little cassette adapter. Plugs into the cassette and this wire comes out. Do you
goes
remember
into
these?
Yeah, I remember those.
You know, so we're going all the way to Kansas. You're going to spend Christmas with my family for the first time. You'll see how it's done. And I think this is an appropriate song since I'm heading back home. But let's listen to Death Cab for Cutie.
The snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Watching the people around, baby, please come home. The church bells in town, they're ringing a song. What a happy sound, baby, please come home. They're singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here, all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me, baby. At all. I remember when you were here, and all the fun we had last year. If there was a way, I'd hold back these tears. But it's Christmas Day.
Love that song. This has got to be a pretty big thing for you for your first Christmas.
It is I grew up in an apartment building in Brooklyn. I don't remember it being a mostly Jewish building, but I don't remember seeing a holiday tree either. So
yeah.
I'm thinking that I've sort of missed a lot. I remember hearing all good holiday music on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that, by the way. And then we did have snow, so unlike a lot of people who were Jewish and lived in, let's say, Florida,
right.
You know, I did have that. So I've got the association of snow, and we've got it out the window right now. It's kind of a lot.
Oh, this is terrible. It's actually, I have to admit, this is a little more treacherous than I thought it was going to be.
This is front wheel drive? No, the motor's in the back.
No, the motor's in the back.
Oh, so it's got the weight on the back.
Yeah, it is. We're golden. Sorry. Don't worry about it. I think I remember asking you one time, if you lived in an apartment building,
mm-hmm.
How did Santa get in the house if you didn't have a chimney?
Yeah, we discussed that a lot, but it never really became an issue.
Yeah,
he never tried getting in.
He's like, never mind, I'll just go over here.
Yeah, the building was probably marked in some way. The reindeer knew not to try. Hey, maybe we should turn on the weather a minute, turn on the radio a minute, and see what the weather's going to be.
Just eject us.
Because I could hardly see the next car.
No, this is way worse than I was expecting. Let me see. Oh, this is perfect. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Jordan, Baby It's Cold Outside. This is perfect. Let's just listen to this.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
That's the sense of hurting my pride.
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you
so
dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going? When the wind is blowing and it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold, cold outside.
We asked for the weather, we got a song, but NPR does weather like what? Traffic and weather on the 8th or something?
Yeah.
What do they do? What do those people do? I don't even know.
Yeah, bam! Let's just leave the radio on here for a second. We'll probably get the weather here in a minute.
What did you all do on the holidays when I got underwear and socks?
You know, Christmas for me growing up was just a magical time. It was just magical as a kid. And if we got a white Christmas like we're getting right now, this is a bit much, but it was just absolutely just the most wonderful thing on earth to have snow falling and presents under the Christmas tree. And so we'd all get together at my grandmother's house, and it was a really big family, and we'd open presents, and then we'd go outside and we'd light little candles in little bags of paper bags of sand, little paper lanterns, little luminarias. And she'd have those lined up all down, up and down the sidewalk and up the steps to her house. And there were so many of them that people in the town, and granted it was a small town, but people would drive around and slow down just to come by. And it was a part of a tradition for the whole town. You know, they'd come by and see, oh, they're lighting, the family's lighting the luminarias. That
they weren't overshadowed by, you know, bright, flashy red and green lights.
No, but I remember one time I'm driving home from it, my mother tried to get my brother and I to look out the car window. She swore Santa Claus was flying overhead, and she had us looking. But as we would walk around the house, outside around the house, and light these luminarias, we'd sing Christmas carols. And I think one that comes to mind that we did is Silent Night. I think I've got a good version of that here on my iPod. Just a second. Pop this cassette back in. I know, right? Here we go, Silent Night. Oh, this is Lowe's version. You'll love this.
Crank the heat.
Actually, it is on. Oh.
Lord, at thy birth.
Yeah, that Silent Night stuff's really kind of beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I love that slow doing that version. They just do the sweetest harmonies.
Not together. Exactly your traditional version of Silent Night. You didn't play that in Kansas.
No, we didn't do that. We sang our own Christmas carols, and the ones we heard were usually done by artists, you know, some older, more, you know, classic artists. But I sure love that version. It really captures, I think, the mood of the season.
The spirit in the Boylan household was just a little different in Brooklyn. This is what, let me plug my iPod in here. This is the spirit of me being, you know, I can remember 7 years old and listening to this one.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! Fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
Now,
wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
So that was just like your family, were you yammering over each other? Everyone was talking over each other the entire time.
I'm not sure if the parents loved this as much as the kids, but man, I loved the Chipmunks Christmas.
I actually remember my grandmother taking me and my brother to see one of the movies when it came out, and I was like the early 70s or something like that.
I think my love for tape is ingrained in knowing that the Chipmunks are really just tape sped up.
Well, so I guess, you know, they didn't have digital pitch shifting and everything. They must have, I guess they spoke at half the speed or something.
And recorded at half the speed, too.
So then when they play it at normal speed, it makes their voices...
It's really sheer genius when you think of it. We could laugh at it and poke fun at it, but they were geniuses.
They were really ahead of the curve.
They were.
Speaking ahead of the curve, I cannot see where we're going.
I was wondering how you were doing this.
Yeah, you know, we keep missing... Well, we've been listening to music. Let's pop this out again, and let's see if we can tune in some weather now.
That's quite a little radio dial there.
Yeah, they don't make them like this anymore. Oh, here we go.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring Bob and Robin a special bulletin from the National Weather Service. A major winter storm warning's been issued for all of the NPR listening area. Expect blizzard conditions to continue for the next several hours, with strong winds and freezing rain. Anyone named Bob and Robin driving to Kansas for the holidays is advised to get off the road immediately and stop at the nearest motel. We now return you to our regularly scheduled broadcast.
Well, that was awfully specific.
Yeah, I kind of like this. This NPR personalization service is really pretty cool.
Oh, check this out. Someone at this station has a sense of humor.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man
Yeah, it's so funny because I remember when I was a little kid, it was the holidays and we were off visiting relatives and we were trying to get back home. You know, everywhere in Kansas is a long drive. It takes hours to get anywhere. And this big ice storm came in and we couldn't go anywhere. So we had to stop over at a motel just like we're looking for right now and find a place to stay. And I remember that song, Slip Sliding Away, coming on the radio. And it was a very literal interpretation of what everyone was dealing with in the ice storm there.
The greatest thing about growing up in an apartment building was my two best friends were on the same floor as I was. It didn't matter what the weather was. There was no you didn't have to have a parent drive you anywhere. You walked out of your apartment at any moment. You could have your pajamas that had the feet on them mm-hmm. to get to the next apartment. It just didn't matter. It was so cool. It's really, I love apartment life. Oh my God, what do we have, like 19 more hours of
Well, this? At least this isn't good. We really should find a place to pull over. I can't, I don't know any, I don't know the stretch of road very well.
What stretch of road?
On Christmas Eve, the Gentiles gather round the Christmas tree. They stay at home and
do you know this?
I do. It's from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, actually, don't look at the video, though. You know it, though?
I do know the video. There's a great video. It's a little sort of claymation animated video of a singer sort of modeled after Diana Ross.
And I think it's Darlene Love, maybe, that's doing this part here. Phil Spector's Darlene Love. Let's listen to this and watch where you're going.
pretty brilliant song there.
And kind of appropriate.
And appropriate, yeah. This white Christmas part especially, I can't see anything.
You know, I was going to say, can you even drive?
I can, but we really should find a place to pull over. Oh, wait a minute. I think I see a place up there. Hold on. It's right up there. There's a light up there on the left.
Soylent Night. No, not Soylent Night. What does that say?
Oh, Silent Night.
Oh, Silent
Night
Inn. Oh, cool.
Here, I'll pull over here in just a second.
Be careful.
Oh, my God. It's freezing out here.
It's going to be warm in here. I'm never going to have Christmas, I can tell. I'm just never.
We'll make it.
Destined. No,
we'll make it.
Nope. Oh, my God. It's even cold in here.
How you
Gentlemen,
doing?
Come on in. Welcome to the Silent Night Inn.
Oh,
how you doing?
We could use a silent night. It is freezing out.
Well, we've got heat in the lobby.
What about in the rooms? We're hoping you have a room tonight.
Well, it depends what you're looking for. We don't have too many rooms available.
We just need two rooms. Just give us two rooms or a room
with a
and two beds. Yeah, that's it.
Well, we have a single with a twin. You guys could share the bed.
Wow.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
That is not what I was looking forward to doing tonight.
I think that's, unless you want to go down the road another 50 miles or so.
There's not a road.
Yeah,
you don't understand. You haven't been outside, have you?
Well, it's nice and cozy in here and for, you know.
All right, what do you want for
What does it cost? What's the room?
Well, make me an offer. It's the last room left.
$25. We're just going to be here like 7 more hours.
Well, make it 50 and I'll turn on the heat.
I want the heat, Bob.
Yeah, I'll take
it. No, I mean, don't read too much into that.
Will not.
Can you guys share a pillow? I don't know if I could find an extra pillow.
I don't sleep with a pillow anyway.
Oh,
okay, well,
that works out well.
A problem. So, how are you going to pay for that?
You do Bitcoin?
Sure, not a problem. What is Bitcoin?
All right. I got small coins in my...
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I got something here. Right.
Gentlemen, just sign here and here's your keys and enjoy your stay with us.
All right, here's a tip.
All right, thanks.
Which room?
I'll put you on the first floor.
Excellent.
Thanks. See you in the morning.
I'm just going to go back here a minute. I need a little privacy, make a phone call my family and other things. I'll meet you back at the room.
All right, give me your bag.
Here you go.
Thought I got rid of those.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm driving to Kansas in the snow.
Wow. You're in the snow to Kansas?
Yeah. Have you ever been to Kansas, Mom?
No, honey, never.
Do you know where it is?
No.
Yeah, it's okay. It's far away.
I know. No. I was very good in geography.
So what did you get me for some of my Hanukkah gifts?
Clothes.
Underwear?
No, beautiful jacket, a beautiful slacks, an outfit, a lot of things.
Not underwear and socks?
Yes.
I thought so. I remembered the underwear and socks. That's good.
You're so sweet.
Hello, Mom. Oh, I bet the cell phone towers are going down. I better get back to the room.
Come on in.
Look what I brought you.
Where did you find this eggnog? This is perfect.
There was a 6/13/12 market or whatever it is.
Yeah, we've got to shut the door.
You know, I didn't have eggnog growing up at all.
Oh, no?
No. We didn't have anything, really. I think I had water.
Yeah, well, we had eggnog. We had, hot chocolate was a big thing, you know.
We had
hot chocolate. But this is nice. Cheers. No. We paid extra for the heat. This room is freezing.
You know what brought me warmth as a kid, and the other memory I have as a child at Christmas was Channel 13 ran the Burning Yule Log.
Oh, let's turn on this old
TV
here.
Did you use a Yule Log, too?
We had a real fireplace, so no, we didn't. Oh. You know, because Santa came down the fireplace, so we had a real... Let's turn on this old TV here, if it even works. These are actual bunny ears on this TV that you have to tune in. Oh, wait a minute.
Just stay there. Stay there.
All right. Here it is.
All right. Well, it's three Yule logs. It's a little fuzzy.
You know what? This time of year, they always have all these Christmas specials that I used to watch all the time as a kid. You know, one was like How the Grinch Stole Christmas or Charlie Brown Christmas. Let's see. That's perfect time of year for this. Let's see if they've got one of those on.
Stuck only once for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little who stopped.
Well, this is perfect How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I can't wait for my son to be old enough to really appreciate how brilliant this is.
Oh, he's just going to look at you silly.
Check this out.
Slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pampooners, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
I'd love to turn this whole thing into a party, but I got to tell you, I'm beat, and we've got a long day of driving ahead of us tomorrow. I think we should just turn in. So why don't you sleep in the tub? And I'll take the bed because I'm the driver.
I didn't think I'd actually really have Christmas when I saw the snow coming, but I didn't know that I was going to sleep in a tub, too. I'm not sleeping in a tub.
All right, spoon me, man.
Oh, Jesus. All right,
we can do this. You know, let's do like Head to Feet or something like that.
I hope no one Instagrams this.
Well, look, I know we didn't get very far, but we'll make it tomorrow. We'll make up all the lost time tomorrow. I'm sure this storm will pass. Good night, Bob.
Good night, Robin. Christmas. Come on.
Where am I at a concert?
Oh no, Bob.
Where are you?
Are you serious? I'm stuck in your dream and it looks like we're at a party.
Who's playing?
I don't know.
Must be a band here someplace.
What kind of party is this? I guess it's a holiday party. Should we mingle? I don't know. Should we...
I don't even have to walk, and I'm just kind of floating there.
It is a
dream.
This
is better than most concerts.
Oh, check it out. Look, there's Annie. Annie Clark, St. Vincent.
Hey, Annie, how's it going? And thanks for being in my dream. This is kind of cool.
Hi.
I guess what you don't realize is that actually in a hotel room in a twin-sized bed with Robin.
Right now you are?
That's more information than you require. You know, Bob never had a Christmas growing up, and I'm trying to give him a flavor of, you know, an idea of what Christmas was like. Do you have any memories of the season that'll help Bob get into the spirit?
Yeah, did your family have Christmas?
Oh, yeah, I do. My older sister bought the Amy Grant Christmas.
Wow.
And it's kind of like country versions of Christmas songs, but then also some original songs like Another Tender Tennessee Christmas. And I know that record backwards and forwards because she used to play this Amy Grant record over and over again, and we would decorate our rooms with, you know, plastic Christmas lights and plug it in, and I just have very fond memories. And specifically of my sister Mary, who's adorable and whose other favorite band at the time was Huey Lewis and the News.
Was there an Amy Grant song that you remember playing particular that while you decorated?
The one song that I remember most was called Tender Tennessee Christmas, and it was another tender Tennessee Christmas is the only Christmas for me.
How does that make you feel, Bob, hearing something that sweet and beautiful?
Well, you know, it was really nice to get underwear for every day of the week as a child,
true, yeah.
Right?
So,
I'm not really sure which memory I'd rather have.
The clean underwear,
or the decorating
with your sister.
The only thing about the underwear for every day of the week is that it's good for the first week you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, all hell breaks loose. You've got Tuesday's underwear on Thursday, Saturday on Monday.
I never thought of that.
No idea.
But they were always exactly the same. They were,
You don't need to describe it anymore.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to stop here.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks Annie.
Thanks, Annie. You can actually leave my dream that way. It's a cloud right up there.
You know what? Speaking of leaving, Bob, maybe you and I should get out of here, too. This place is dead anyway.
Where is here?
I don't know, but surely you can conjure up something other than a party.
I got an idea.
Well, this doesn't feel like the holidays at all. What is this beach, Florida?
We are in the Atlantic Ocean, and is that musician John Vanderslice coming down?
It is.
That's bizarre. Oh, but he's from Florida.
I bet he has a story about the holidays.
I enjoy Christmas from afar, but I have never really felt inside of Christmas, and I think it's because of my Florida childhood. I grew up in Florida. When I was 8 years old, my grandparents took my brother and I to Silver Springs, Florida, where we rode the glass-bottom boats, and I will never forget that Christmas day. We sat in the boats and looked through the glass, and we saw alligators and snakes and turtles and this beautiful white sand. It was such a clear memory. And on the way back to Gainesville, we heard Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the radio. And it was so surreal. I was very aware how disconnected my version of Christmas was from this wintry wonderland story of Christmas. You know, the lighting of the tree in Manhattan and these great stop-action Christmas stories on television, and it was the beginning of really feeling very, very distant from the general consensus about Christmas, and I will never forget that experience.
Well, folks, as for the rest of the story,
he went down in his story.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yeah, I always think of Burl Ives doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Did you watch that Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the animated special?
Yeah.
That
he was the original bearded hipster, I think.
Oh, really? Burl Ives? Yeah. I didn't know if maybe you were too old for that. It started in the 60s. You might have been a teenager then. But, yeah, you know, I just loved the image of this magical, mythical reindeer with the glowing nose galloping across the sky, delivering presents and... Speaking of magical, mythical beasts, is that Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips galloping up the beach now on a unicorn?
Who else would be galloping?
A unicorn! I wonder if Wayne has a special memory of the holidays.
I remember the one Christmas where I had just been living on my own for maybe the first year and working at a Long John Silver's restaurant, not making very much money. and found myself absolutely moneyless, but still determined to get this giant family that I was in some Christmas present that would be something memorable. And I struggled and struggled, but I bought everybody a can of this stuff called Silly String and sort of timed it so that everybody would open them up. And I would say, hold on, hold on, and wait till everybody had opened up each having their own can. And everybody all together, this was probably, you know, at this time, this is probably at least 12 or 13 different people all having a can of Silly String. And then I said, you know, when everybody gets them out, let's all just start spraying. And I think I probably got one even myself and then started to spray a kind of a everybody shooting at everybody else. And for this minute and a half, 2 minutes of Silly String chaos, people getting their face and hair and clothes and all that, it was a spectacular, spectacular, very cheap, wonderful Christmas morning moment. And we always remember that. But there is that horrible video out there where they're shooting the Silly String over the birthday cake and it catches on fire. So maybe be careful of that if you try it. But it was back on this particular Christmas day. It was a great, great, great moment that bonded us all. It was wonderful.
Right.
Is that the name of our hotel, too? That Flaming Lips Silent?
You must be having one of those things where right. the real things in your life are spilling into your dreams and they're creating this mythic universe, you know, in your mind.
So you're not here?
Well, we're still on this beach, and I got to tell you, to be honest, I've never really been much of a beach person.
And your people are from Ireland.
Yeah, I'm built for the north, you know.
That sun stuff doesn't work for you.
Not really. Yeah, Ireland, that's where my people are from. Maybe you can take us to Dublin.
I just heard a story thinking about one from Josh Ritter. Josh Ritter. I bet he's got a story for the holidays.
Well, I think the first musical memory I have of Christmas was one that had kind of lain dormant for a long time until one December time in Ireland. And I was walking down the street one time in Galway, and I heard this beautiful, beautiful song coming out of a church, and choir was singing. Luli, luli, my little tiny child. Luli, 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 my little tiny child. Luli, luli, luli. Very old song, very old sounding. And there was, and it hit me like a smell, this memory of being at home in Idaho and being near the fire that my dad had made, sitting up there in the living room with warm face from being out in the snow, hearing that song, the Coventry Carol, that I hadn't heard for 30 years before that. And even now, I feel this intense emotion when I hear that song and those beautiful medieval-sounding harmonies, and I'm just so proud that my parents played me that music and that it was in there, mysteriously hidden in a box until 30 years later when I was walking down the street and a choir in a church in Ireland opened it for me again. It's the Coventry Carol.
Oh, that music is so beautiful, but it's not why I wanted to go to Kansas. It's not the Norman Rockwell thing that I really want.
No, that's true. That's true. Oh, it's perfect, Bob. Good job.
And look who that is. Jess Wolf from Lucius.
You're getting good at this dream thing.
Yeah, so I remember being a really little girl on Christmas Eve. Cookies and Guinness were out for Santa, carrots out for the reindeer. I was all tucked in, lights out. All of a sudden, I hear sleigh bells outside. Numerous times. And I jump out of bed, I ran to my parents, and they humored me, but they had every excuse for why we couldn't go outside to see him. And so I finally gave up. And then about 4 years ago, my aunt came to visit. We got to talking about Christmas, and she tells me this story. When you guys were little, I went to your house late on Christmas Eve in a Santa suit with jingle bells. I rang them outside your windows for about 15 minutes, and nobody heard it. The lights never came on. I felt like such an idiot, she said. Well, Mom and Dad, I told you so. And I have those bells now, actually. We should use them for our last song of the 2013 tour.
Wake up. Wake up, Bob.
What do you do with that whip?
Never mind the whip. Check out the room.
Whoa!
I know, right?
It's beautiful.
I've totally decorated it. I've got the tree. I've got the lights.
This isn't a dream anymore.
No, this isn't a dream. This is really happening. Take a look out the window.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. We're totally snowed in, dude. Here's the thing. I know we're not going to make it back to Kansas, but I want you to have that Christmas you always dreamed of. So drink
it
all in. Have some eggnog.
Wow. Thank you. Seriously, this is so much better than underwear and socks.
Well, as long as that's where the bar has been set, then. I wonder who that is. Did you get room service?
This is ridiculous. We're out in the middle of nowhere. I don't even think there's a road.
Hey, fellas.
Stephen Thompson.
What's going on?
How did you find us? What are you doing here?
Are you guys having a party?
Yes, we're having a party. Come on in.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Bob, how's it going, buddy?
Stephen, happy Christmas.
Oh, I'm so glad to be able to share this, to share the holiday with you. You know, in Bob's imagination, Kansas and Wisconsin are basically the same place. So it was right on my way.
Well, all right, well, you're here now, so I guess we might as well make the best of it. Here, have some eggnog.
Oh, thanks, man.
Happy holidays, Thompson.
Ah, who loves you, Hilton? Boylan, get over here.
From NPR Music.
Happy Holidays!
Shopping.